Hey there, welcome to the BL podcast. Today we have a very interesting topic at hand, which is the nuts and bolts of smishing. If you are a digital banking customer, which most Indians are these days, chances are you would have been subject to a smishing attack. So what exactly is a smishing attack? And is it turning into a menace these days? Is smishing a cyber crime? And are there solutions at the disposal of banks to safeguard their interests and their customers' interests from such attacks? To put it simply, smishing, a portmanteau of SMS and phishing, is a form of cyber attack that targets individuals through text messages, basically SMS, or other messaging apps to steal personal information or trick them into revealing sensitive data. It's a sort of a social engineering attack where fraudsters use deceptive tactics to manipulate victims into providing confidential information such as banking credentials, credit card numbers, or personal identification details. The impact of smishing on banking customers can be severe and far-reaching. One of the primary consequences is the financial loss due to unauthorized transactions or identity theft. So to help us navigate this hot topic of smishing attacks, we have with us Abhishek Biswal, Head of Digital Products at Airtel Business. Biswal will take a deep dive into smishing and elaborate on the solutions that Airtel has developed for the benefit of the BFSI segment and its customers. Welcome to the BL podcast, Mr. Biswal. My first question that I have is, can you, to our listeners, elaborate what exactly smishing is? Is it a cybercrime?
Thanks, Srivath, for having me. I think, it's a topic which is, as you rightly called out, a menace, right? And all of us as citizens have seen some or have been affected. We may not have been duped of money, but we've all, had to see this, right? So happy to talk about it. I think if I really look at what smishing is, right? So smishing is essentially a planned attack where a fraudster is trying to impersonate an organization. And most of the time, it's a bank or a government organization that they impersonate, right? And they'll send you, let's say, a communication, maybe a message with a malicious link asking for a sensitive information like account details, PIN of your debit card, etc. These messages typically come with a threatening sense of urgency, demanding action right then. Where most of us, right, we are busy, we are trying to do something else at the same time. When we get a call or a message like this, we fall for this quickly, even before noticing that this is not something we initiated, right? Or noticing that this is a scam, we actually fall for it. I think overall, if I step back, growing digitization in banking, in NBFCs, etc., right? It's giving access to these fraudsters and it's increasing these sort of opportunities for them, right? As we are more digital, as we are more on the internet, people also feel that like new bank account openings, it's digital. You are a customer who's now almost banking digitally. If you're not careful, this is what these, fraudsters are sort of going after.
So what exactly is the activity of smishing? Can you break it down for us? What exactly happens in a smishing attack?
Sure. I mean, I'll give you an example. You get a message from a bank, from somebody that seems to make you feel that it's a bank, saying your KYC of the bank is now expired. Please click this link to re-KYC or reactivate your account, otherwise it'll get blocked. Now, when you get a message like this, you're actually worried now that your savings bank account will get blocked. You quickly click this link. That link will ask you to upload some document, will ask you to upload some password, will ask you to enter, let's say, your debit card, just to activate your bank account. Now, you may go to a link and do all of this, which is not even that bank's. Now, you've suddenly given all this information to someone who is trying to defraud you. Sometimes these messages are also followed up with a call saying, you must have received a PIN on your phone. Can you tell me the PIN so that we can unblock your account? Yeah. a lot of people fall prey to it. And once that happens, you then realize that, oh, I've been duped of actual money. Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely propagated with the connectivity and with internet penetration.
So now tell me, what are the do's and don'ts, and how can one safeguard oneself from smishing attacks?
I think there is some very practical, you know, and first principle do's and don'ts, right? Customers should be vigilant of the SMSs that they receive, especially demanding time-sensitive action or sensitive information, like account passwords, right? Whenever you get such message, you should pause, deal with it very cautiously, right? And even before you action, it'll be great if you can just call the bank relationship manager, verify if this message is genuine or not. Now, see, what happens is over a period of time, the fraudsters also are getting intelligent, right? And smishing SMSs are becoming difficult to identify by the layman. And to authenticate that this is a fraudster, they're not using a similar message to what I would have already received, is a challenge, right? And so McAfee, for example, had done a survey, right? And they'd asked customers to say, can you tell the difference between a scam and a real message from the same bank? And you'd be surprised, 60% of the people said they could not tell the difference. So when it is so sophisticated, right? I always tell my friends, family, and people that I know, saying, just be cautious about every message that asks about sensitive information. If you get a message like that, there is no harm in pausing and going to the source to verify it. I think this is the most important first principle way of doing this.
That is to be extra cautious on SMS messages which are there to ask you to do certain actions.
Yes, specifically when they're asking you for personal information, password, those kind of messages.
Got that. So are there some do's? You spoke about the don'ts, but what about the do's?
I think do's is basically, if you have a suspect, please call your relationship manager. I think that's the biggest one.
Got it. Now, if you can help us understand the enormity of the problem. See, lakhs and lakhs of transactions happen every day from the banking system. And it's all in an automated work environment, right? So help me understand the size of the problem.
Let me take, you know, I remember a survey, I'm forgetting, but there was a survey done, right, by a security firm, and it has very alarming results, right? Today, it seems an Indian citizen receives an average of 12 fake or scam messages every day. It could be email, text, or social media, right? And they did a survey, right? And 82% of these surveyed respondents said that they didn't understand whether this message was fake or not. We are talking about millions of messages every day. I mean, the scale is running into millions. It is not a few hundred. Now what happens is, Srivats, with some amount of awareness, right? Millions of messages don't lead to millions of scam, but the way that these fraudsters work together is that they spray and pray. They would send out a million messages and try and hook 1, 2, 3 people. And that's sometimes enough, right, for them to make a quick buck.
Absolutely. If I can ask you, are these messages riding on artificial intelligence because of the volumes involved?
Oh, absolutely. I think today, what at least the way that we see some of this, right, scamsters today are using artificial intelligence to personalize, to make these messages look so real. As a customer, you may not ever get the same fraud message the second time. So even if you skip once thinking this is fraud, you will get a different one, right? Which is today very easy with these language models and LLM and AI. So I think it's definitely creating a lot more, or it's at least helping the fraudster create better messages. And that's where I go back to first principles always, right? If you have a doubt, don't action it. Don't start worrying about whether the doubt is big or small. Just don't action it. Talk to your bank. Because losing money is something none of us want.
Absolutely. So, tell me, as a telco, do you provide that customer service window where somebody can report a smishing attack with you, or do they have to only go to the relationship manager? Not all banking customers have a relationship manager, right?
So I'm sure the bank, all leading banks have, whether it's your dedicated relationship manager or a number for you to call, they would have it for all their customers. By the way,
Absolutely.
the government also has, I think the helpline number is 1930, which the government has, where you can report any such smishing incident. So the government is doing its bit. The banks are also doing its bit. We are, by the way, working with a lot of banks to help bring down smishing on their brand name.
Okay, so let's go to the solution that you have developed. So take us through what is the solution called and how does it work?
So I think what we've done is we brought together our data science and technology teams, right? And we got them to work with banks to protect their end customers from getting fraud or spam messages through what we call the A2P route. Right now, and just clicking this A2P route, basically this means an application to person message. There are two ways you get messages today, right? You get messages from applications, which are organizations, or you get messages from people, which is me sending you a message, right? You will be surprised there are 55 billion messages every month, which are application to people. That's the scale of communication that happens in India. We
And
launched about
application to people here means from businesses to people.
from businesses to people, absolutely, right? And our product, we call it True Delivery and Spam Shield. This is a cutting-edge solution, right? It does a couple of things. It does what we call assured delivery, which is if there is an important message that a bank or an organization wants to deliver to their customer, we will enable multiple touch points. Whether it's SMS, voice, or even WhatsApp. We will enable all of this so that the message gets delivered to the right person. Second, we put in artificial intelligence powered solutions so that we can proactively detect, prevent, and eliminate any phishing, spam, or fraud through the messaging channel. I'll tell you how we did this, right? Basically, we collaborate with the bank very closely to understand what kind of spam and scam challenges they've been facing or their customers have been facing. We learn from this, on using artificial intelligence, and we develop a tailored solution. So basically, we have designed our solution to look at, by analyzing the message content, the template, the headers, to differentiate what we call legitimate communication from an enterprise and gray route from a scamster. We've established what we call a direct connectivity between a bank and Airtel to make sure beyond our route, any message that comes to this particular to any of the customers via that bank can be detected. And so essentially we've created like a whitelist path, saying if you use this path directly, we are a regulated telco. You are a regulated bank. We have no motivation to look at this message. We will make sure it reaches our customer. Any other path a message comes from, we will put it in suspect and detect mode and look at whether this is, genuine or not. Now, what this did was with this direct technology collaboration with the bank and a secure channel, right? We created this unique value proposition for our bank partners, right? So we work bank after bank to try and create this solution with them and bring down the smishing risk for their end customer.
So, what exactly is the nature of your product? It's an AI solution.
So yes, it is. Today we use AIML. So basically we do two things, right? One is we work with the bank to safeguard, saying only their communication reaches the end customer, right? Which is a direct connectivity route. Beyond this, we look at any message, right? We look at the fingerprint of the message. We look at the origination of that message. We look at the frequency of sending a message, the same message from a number to an end user. We use machine learning models for all of this to identify a malicious activity, we flag it, and we can also go to the extent of blocking this, right? As we do these blocks, right, we keep learning from these blocks. We identify people who are doing this scam. We identify areas the scam is happening from. We identify messages that look like scamsters. And we then assist the banks in eradicating this, you know, effectively. So essentially, you know, our solution enables banks and other financial organizations to ensure their end customers are protected. And it's a collaborative approach that we've taken with bank and between a bank and a telco.
So how are you positioning this product? Are you positioning it as a risk management solution, or are you positioning it as a sort of a tailor-made offering to each bank?
So today, Shivat, we are looking at this as a tailor-made offering to each bank, because banks have an enormous amount of information, because eventually it's their customer that is getting scammed, right? Second, we also, so you'll be surprised to the extent we work, right? So if you get a bank message, if a bank message has a URL which is not a whitelisted URL of that bank, we have the ability to figure it out and block it. Now, such capabilities can only work if we work directly with the bank, right? And we collaborate with them directly.
So now I have a question from a customer point of view. Let's take an example. I am a customer of Bank A, and Bank A happens to have a tie-up with you. So does that mean that every message I get, will there be a labeling saying it is verified so that I can get some comfort? How can I get comfort on such messages to identify smishing messages?
Today, Shrivats, we work on the bank side or the enterprise side. So we don't communicate to the customer whether this is a message which is fraud or it's okay, etc. Right? We work on the bank side. We confirm to the bank if, you know, you send 100 messages, how many of them got delivered, how many messages are similar to what you or similar to, you know, what a bank sends and is impersonating a bank, and we've blocked. We don't share some of this on the user side. We're working more on the enterprise side here.
Okay, so that means if I get a message saying I am here is a message from Bank A, and I happen to be a Bank A customer, there is no comfort that it is a genuine or a non-genuine or a non-genuine mistake.
Actually, Shrivats, if you are a customer of a bank that's working with us, there is very low probability of you maybe getting a message like this.
Oh, that's the point, right?
Okay. Because the idea is we want to eliminate this at the core, right? Not create this as an educational exercise.
Absolutely. But, you know, India is such a big continental-sized country. So what will happen? You have just touched the tip of the banking system, right? So where do I know which are the banks to which you have a tie-up with?
This is good. This is a good point, Shrivats. I think we don't talk enough as a company because we work closely with our customers on the enterprise side. But let me think this through. Let me figure out what we can do with the banks to create more advocacy around it.
Absolutely. For the simple reason that somebody comes to know that this kind of solution is available. Now, I want to check whether my bank is part of it or not. How do I know?
Shrivats, I will definitely take your feedback and pass it to the bank partners we are working with.
Okay. Now, how long has it been since your product has gone live, and how many banks are on board?
So I think we today have more than 10 banks, and we've been live for close to 6 months.
Okay. And how do you see the response?
Oh, it's been amazing, Shrivats. We launched it, you know, only 6 months ago. We already have 10 banks that we're working with. In fact, we have a large number of banks lined up. Because the product was in early stage, we wanted to work with a few. So I think this coming year, you will see a lot more banks working with us on this solution.
Okay. Of these 10, how many are public sector banks?
This, Shrivats, I'm not open to sharing because this is customer information for us.
Okay.
But there's a good balance of public sector as well as private banks.
Absolutely. Okay. That is what I was keen, because Indian banking system is largely still dominated by public sector, right? So I thought I should ask you that. Okay. So you have created a solution which will ensure that smishing attacks don't happen from in the name of the banks, right? With
yeah.
which you part, with which you partner.
And, we're trying to solve it at the source, Srivats.
Okay. Got that. Got that. Okay. Banks are only a small segment of the financial ecosystem. Are you also looking to partner or offer your services to non-bank financial companies?
So, Srivats, we are absolutely open.
Okay.
The reason we prioritize banks is because that's where the savings of our citizens were sitting. Right? So we felt that's the most impactful area to start with. Our technology can extend beyond to anything. So we are happy to work with, you know, the entire industry and even extend beyond BFSI.
Got it. Now, I am going to give you an example of a common message that comes, including to me, right? Most banks, the customers have internet banking and their mobile is linked to the banking IT systems. So, and most of them are digitized. Most banks are fully on digital ecosystem. So you get messages saying that your monthly credit card bill due is on 20th April. Please pay, if not paid. How do we ensure that these messages are genuine? Do you see these kind of smishing attacks happening on the credit cards also?
So we've seen attacks similar to this, where you may have got a request saying your credit card is due. Please click the below link to pay.
Exactly. Yeah? Exactly.
And let's say it's bank A. The credit card link to pay would not even be of the bank's website. It could be some other website.
Correct.
Yeah. So
correct.
If this bank is actually using our Spam Shield product, we would block this message, because that we will read if that link is not whitelisted, and we'll block it.
Okay.
So which is why I said this solution needs to sit at the source. Otherwise, for a user, the do's and don'ts will be click the link. If they're asking you for more details than normal, don't do it. Is the URL right or not? But most people don't even have that much time. They don't even look at the URL. They don't even know the legit URL of that bank, right?
True. And sometimes it could happen that they also forget that they have already made the payment for their card, and they may think that, oh gosh, maybe I missed the payment.
Absolutely. Srivats, if you look at the first thing I said, right?
Mm-hmm.
These messages come with a threatening sense of urgency. You know, it's almost like if you don't pay, you will end up paying interest.
Yeah.
At that
yeah.
point of time, you're trying to save the interest. You're not trying to think if you've paid it or not, right?
Mm. So the best way to root out this smishing is to address it at the source. That is, if the now tell me one thing, technology wise, how can the bank have control over scamsters using their name and their IT protocols to do this?
Work with us, use our Spam Shield product.
So your product is just one product or couple of products? Is it a package of products?
It's a package of product.
It
does a short delivery. It makes sure the customer gets the message. It is a direct connectivity link between the bank server and us. It's got the spam detect module. So it's a package. It's a solution for bringing down spam and scam for particular enterprise.
Okay, got that. So somebody who cannot use the name of the bank or the enterprise concerned to do this is what your solution is.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Our job is to identify and prevent such fraudsters from being successful, no?
Absolutely. So, thank you so much, Abhishek, for all the perspective and letting us know that such solutions are available for banking institutions to adopt so that they can secure the interests of their customers.
Thank you. Thanks, Srivats, for your time. It was good chatting.
Thank you so much, Abhishek.